Good morning. My guest this morning is Amy Shaner from the Web and Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
A special hunger relief program for seniors. You told me earlier that this is a program that Web and Empire Food Bank has offered for quite some time, but you are now in the position of being able to offer it to more seniors. So how come?
Yeah, well, it's sad and happy news. As you know, the Farm Bill has changed a lot of things starting January 1st, 2014. It cut one of our children's programs. And so in that space, we can offer that food to seniors. So it's a USDA program that we manage, and we need to get new seniors signed up.
How strange that it really is robbing Peter to pay Paul, isn't it?
Well, it's very unfortunate in our political climate that that is the reality. However, we look on the bright side, and you know, there is a large need in Sonoma County to help seniors on fixed income.
So who can get it, and how do they go about getting it?
Okay, so it's really easy. You can just call us and see if you're qualified, and our phone number is 523-7900, and just say, I'm interested in food, and you can say, or I'm interested in the senior box, and then we can see if you're qualified.
Senior box, does that mean that food is delivered to you every day?
Well, it's not like Meals on Wheels. It's not delivered to your house. You can go to a neighborhood location.
I see.
Sometimes we have a lot of locations all over Sonoma County, from Cloverdale to Petaluma to Occidental to Sonoma Valley. So there's probably something you can even walk to if you live in a city.
Can you give us an idea of the income range that would allow people to fall under this program?
Yeah, so it's income qualified. You have to show a proof of income. So for a single person over 60 years old, you need to be under $1,265 a month. And for a couple, you need to have income under $1,705.
Not much.
Yeah, it's hard to survive on that in Sonoma County.
Right. But fortunately, at least for some people, there are other ways that you can survive other than by your income.
That's right. That's right.
How long is the list now? If someone were to call today, how long would it take for that person, considering that they pass all of the necessary requirements, how long will it be till they could get on the program?
Well, it could be as soon as tomorrow. If there's a distribution happening tomorrow, I do know that tomorrow we are, you know, all over the county doing distributions. So if you bring your proof of income and your ID, then we could give you a box of food. But if you don't qualify, if you make just a little more than that, there's lots of other options. So still call us.
Okay, great. What about seniors who have some sort of dietary restrictions, things they can't eat, things they must eat, and so on?
Well, that's a great question. This box does come with cheese. Some people, though, can't eat cheese, or some people maybe who are seniors have can't drink grapefruit juice. Sometimes grapefruit juice is in the box. We have a different program called the Diabetes Wellness Program. So if you are a diabetic and a senior, call us and we might be able to fix you up with that program.
What about non-health related, or at least non-specifically health related things? Some people, what about vegetarians? What about vegans?
Yeah, so there is meat in this box. There's canned beef stew or tuna fish. It's a USDA packed box. So our volunteers come and pack it, but the USDA requires us to put meat in there. You know, vegetarians have lots of other options though, because we add extra fresh produce and bonus items. Amy's food donates frozen dinners to this program. You know, there's a lot of different things available. Yeah.
Well, Amy, though you're not the Amy that donates the food, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this program. I'm sure there are people listening right now who are preparing to make that telephone call. Let's tell you once again that this hunger relief program for seniors that's provided by the Red Wood Empire Food Bank is happening right now. And the way to find out about it is to call 523-7900. Online, try refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.